Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome to Spirituality 101. Here we are again. It's Friday, and it's that time of the week when we begin to wind down from our investment in work and all that takes place here in this very physical earth plane, and therefore begin to turn our attention to things more deeply spiritual. Thank you for joining me today. I feel very strongly, particularly today, that we are connected by amazingly spiritual cords that bind us or hold us together as we listen, as we participate in today's show. Spirituality 101 is here on the airwaves, on the network, to support your spiritual journey. We are not at all concerned at Spirituality 101. We're not concerned about the pathways that you have chosen. It's very personal to each and every one of us. But we are here to support you upon whichever path that you have found convenient or that is working for you. And our assistance to you is to bring you information, to connect you into networks, to help to guide your process, to cheer you on, and to simplify, bring into simple everyday language things that are sacred, things that are ancient, the laws of the universe, and all that has the possibility and the potential to help us to grow spiritually, help us to increase our levels of vibration so that we can reach higher and manifest the potential that we came here with to help Mother Earth to transition from the third dimension into the fifth, and thereby allowing everything upon the earth to also make that transcendence and ascension. And so I say to you, if you are walking upon Mother Earth at this time of her growth and development, it is because each and every one of us who are here chose to be here at this time. And at Spirituality 101, we are doing a remembering series and bringing you information and highlights and reminders on how to remember not only who you are, but what you brought to this process in these amazingly transformational times. So welcome. And today we are going to do part two of the remembering series. If you saw the write-up that was put out for today's show, it's very simple. It asks, who are you? What gifts did you bring to Mother Earth this time around? And that from there, having asked those questions, then I want to move into a very quick review of the basic discovery tools and the ideas that we have shared on this show, and perhaps some of those spiritual masters that we have interviewed, and some of the gems, the spiritual gems of discovery that have emerged over the last 2 years. I was absolutely amazed when my executive producer reminded me a couple of weeks ago that I've been on air for 2 years. It doesn't seem like that at all. But when I went back into the archives, I was really amazed. It kind of blew my mind a little bit as I tried to listen in on some of the shows to remind myself so that I can do this review today. And I was just absolutely amazed at the amount of information that Spirit has actually brought forth into the world as a result of Spirituality 101. And I do not take personal credit for it at all, but rather to say to you that I am just simply a vessel with a voice box. Connecting that voice box to Voice America, this amazing social media that allows us to partake together in spiritual exploration. I am simply the medium. I am simply the voice box of Spirit, and we are going to do a very quick review of some of the places that Spirit has taken us on this 2-year exploration of this journey in this amazing spiritual experience that we call life. As I went back into the archives, and I want to remind you that all of the shows are archived. All of the shows are also available. You can go up on iTunes. And I have been very, very, very clear and very, very purposeful about this, that going up on iTunes does not cost anything at all. You can go up on iTunes and download the shows. They are archived there and available there, going all the way back to September of 2009. And boy, have we gone through quite a litany of topics and explorations. We started off Spirituality 101 when I interviewed a very, very dear friend of mine who wrote a poem that has literally changed my life. And that poem was called Birthrights. And she reminded us in that interview that it is our birthright to be happy, to love and be loved, to wonder at the beauty of nature, to be at peace, to know the mysteries of life. And she reminded us in that interview that she repeated the birthright piece that says that we were born to be happy, we were born to be at peace, we were born to love and be loved. It's repeated in the poem. So if you are new to the show and perhaps missed that very first show in September of 2009, when I interviewed the author of Birthright, I would really encourage you to go back and listen to her read it, my reading it, my expressing it, can in no way give it the justice, bring it the justice that she brought to it, the energy she brought to it, the love and the grace and the poise and the beauty that she brought to her piece of poetry called Birthright. So we started off with a reminder to listeners that we came here and on the moment of birth, we had spiritual birthrights that we may have forgotten. So that's how we started off Spirituality 101. When I think about it, it's really clear that Spirit's direction for Spirituality 101 was really a large remembering series, even though that is not the name that I was given. I was given the name Spirituality 101, but everything that we have done so far in Spirituality 101 has been geared to reviving memory, has been geared to helping you to shift into the rhythm, spiritual rhythm and allow the process of transformation to begin. So we started first and foremost with the Birthright poem. And then we move through what I call a series of sessions that talked about getting into rhythm. To go all the way back there, we talked about the fact that all life is rhythm. There was a show that talked about all life is rhythm. And we charted the fact that at the moment of conception, in a very rhythmic way, 10 million sperm approximately are released, and that if we are walking the earth today, then we have won the lottery at that time. We were the one out of several million sperm that did not make it, that merged with that egg in rhythm and created the physical body that we walk in today, into which the spirit is united. So then we had a series of shows that talked about how to get into rhythm, get the body fit, the mind will follow, begin meditation practices. We also did a couple of shows that helped people to consider the path that is most suitable to their growth and their development, those things that they enjoy doing, and an encouragement to once you've selected the path, to kind of stay on the path and to know that no path is written in stone and that it was quite okay, you know, one concept of spirituality, many pathways, many religious ideas, and it was okay to pick and to mix and match. And so we moved through a series of sessions that helped us to understand that rhythm, what we were trying to do was re-engage the divine rhythm with which we came into the world, and that once we began to pay attention to the physical body and recognize that we are in fact custodials of the body, and that the body is the temple of the living God, and in that regard we are the custodials. So we attempted to bring to your awareness the fact that in the capacity of being custodial, we have this job, we have this assignment to keep the body as fit as it possibly can so that the mind would get focused. And in that regard, we would begin to re-engage the natural rhythm. A lot of encouragement earlier on in the show in walking, running, and being in nature so that we can begin to engage and to bring into everyday living existence the amazing power that nature holds. A big reminder earlier on in spirituality of 101 was that we are spirits walking in the physical plane and attempting to walk this physical journey while we are here, but in point and in fact who we are spirits walking on the physical plane. And in that regard, our journey must include our ability to remember the nature of the spirit with which we walk, and to also be reminded very early in the series of shows, be reminded or brought to your attention the fact that we tend to loosely say that we live in the universe. But in point and in fact, the universe lives in us. We are a part. We are a very, very real spiritual part of the universe. And so we try to help you to hold that concept and that visualization, that instead of just living in a universe that we can ignore or not ignore, but to really come to terms with the fact that the universe lives within us and we are an integral part of the universe. And in that regard, we have got to take ourselves back to what I call living memory so that we can remember. Are you waking up? That was a very interesting show that we had, which asked that question, are you waking up, and guided the process to some of the things that we can do to begin that wake-up experience. And in that regard, we had a very interesting interview that reminded us that waking up is a process, and that if we stick with that process, we will begin to evolve. I see they're queuing me out already for the very first 15 minutes of this show. Please don't go away. We have a lot more coming in Section 2 and Section 3.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live talk radio. Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Your online community for positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are in the second phase of our remembering series, and trying to help you to remember that to awaken is to come to know the spirit that dwells within. To come to know that we are spirit, spirit embodied in a physical body, and that as we awaken, the more we awakened we become is the more we begin to live from that spiritual part of our being. And as we do that, we begin to remember who we are, why we're here, and what it is that we brought with us to planet Earth in readiness to help planet Earth to transition into this place of harmony and beauty and peace. We are leaping through consciousness. Up until now, we have been working in a very solid kind of a way. Let's work on clearing the physical body of its toxins. Let's work on opening up the channels through which spirit flow. Let's get involved with body massage and clearing space and energy work that allows toxins that we carry within our spirit as well as our body to be released, to be working with past life, perhaps regressions that will help us to clear karmic debt and to make us free. We have been systematically on this path of doing the things that we can to begin to lighten up, to clear space, to open up space. And why are we doing all of this? We're doing all of this because we have entered into a period when the universe is opening up these amazing gateways of light to allow us to be able to leap. With our own efforts, we're kind of gently cruising through and doing what we can do to open space here, clear space there. But we're now living in times when the universe itself is sending forth energy that will allow us now to leap in consciousness and to be able to become fully awake, fully alert, be fully spiritual, live our lives from the full spiritual realm so that we can begin to become the masters that we are. Many of us are masters in disguise. Millions of us are masters in disguise. And I have to tell you, I have been amazingly good at disguising my own talents for a very, very long time. But with the help of seven very serious spiritual teachers, they began to help me to uncover that which was lying latent. And it is my hope that here at Spirituality 101, and that is exactly what we are doing for you, encouraging you, guiding you, bringing you information that will help you also to uncover whatever it is that clutters and overburdens the mastery that you have brought here. In that regard, we did an interview with Jonas Elrod. Very, very fascinating interview, and I would really encourage you to go back in the archives and listen to it. It was a wake-up call. He was a young man who woke up one morning, went to sleep like your everyday normal person, and woke up that morning in what I would call the eighth stage of development. He woke up with spiritual sight. He woke up with an understanding. He woke up with remembering. And he came on the show and he shared with us in a very playful and a very joyful way what that meant for him. And he went on to make a movie called Wake Up. He brought to us the living discovery of what it's like to just suddenly become awake and alert and to drop into full knowing, the spectrum of full knowing. And I found that to be a very enlightening interview, which brought not only a lot of information, but I felt a tremendous amount of energy that he was exuding over the airways as he shared his life story with us. We did a session on the 22nd of November 2010 called Creating Sacred Space, in which we talked about this notion of when we accept that we are divine, when we accept that we are spiritual, then we have got to begin to live. We have got, discovering who you are and uncovering the sacredness of your nature is one thing. Then we have to kind of recreate the space around us so that we can begin to reflect the nature of sacredness that we carry within. And so we did a session on the 22nd of October called Creating Sacred Space. And there I gave some instructions as to how you can begin the getting into the practice of turning your space into sacred space and thereby inviting angels and beings of sacredness to dwell with you. On the 18th of March 2011, we did a show on the Japan disaster and the spirituality that we heard from that. And that show stemmed from the fact that I had received a letter from someone in Japan who was living through the aftermath of the disaster. And out of that letter, we could read, we could feel, we could sense the spirituality that was involved there. And that was highlighted for us with poetry by poet Hollis Lashley. It's a show that I would, if you missed it, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it. 18th March 2011. And there you will hear just spirituality evolving out of tragedy, which is very useful to me, very, very useful and comforting to me. On the 4th of March, we did a show called Co-Creation, Are You Ready?, in which we brought information to help you to realize that believing is the first step in the process of spirituality. Through our belief, we begin to develop faith, and our faith becomes strong. And as you know, faith is the substance of things not yet manifested, but that we feel very strongly about. But then in this show called Co-Creation, Are You Ready?, we were reminded that it's our duty to take faith into knowing. Because when we come to know that we know that we know, and then we can begin to manifest that which is necessary. So we did a show on Co-Creation, Are You Ready?, and gave highlights. There were highlights given there as to how you could prepare yourself for co-creation. Did a very interesting interview that was very, very touching and moving for me with Jan Chesbrough. Reverend Dan Chesbrough is the one who ordained, who was blessed to have provided me with ordination and into the order of Melchizedek. And he came on the show and he talked about his work in the order of Melchizedek and the fact that he was your regular pastor, pastoring a church, when God asked him to come forward and call as a priest back into service on the planet, you know, because priests are ordained in the order of Melchizedek, and there's a statement in there that says you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. He was asked to create the order of Melchizedek and begin the process of calling those who have been priests in past lives back into service on the planet, and I was one of those people that he put back in service on the planet. And you are benefiting in Spirituality 101 from some of that memory that has surfaced for me. Very powerful interview by Dan Chesbrough, and he told us about the order of Melchizedek and the fact that we are walking the earth with a lot of information submerged, and it's time for us to release, let go, and allow it to come forward. Did an interview with Brad and Kate Silberberg, Creative Arts Center. That was a fascinating interview. Brad and Kate are twin flames, so it allowed us to understand a little bit about twin flames and how they are put together and why they are put together. And they talked about the service that has come forth from the union. Brad and Kate, I had the privilege, the absolute privilege, of actually performing their wedding ceremony, and have been just blessed by watching what this twin flame union has produced in the world. We interviewed Brad first, and he really gave us a lesson on practical spirituality. And then we interviewed Kate, his beautiful wife, who helped us to understand some of the work she's doing with women's spirituality. Had a session on the Circle of Grace, which told us a lot about the Brotherhood, the White Brotherhood, what they stand for, what it is, how it is that they are helping us to open up, to expand our consciousness, to shift the vibrations higher. And all of these interviews are in the archives and can be accessed, so that if you need a reminder, you can go back and get a reminder. It's been a blessing for me to have been able to interview many of these masters on the planet and to be able to share with you a little bit, just a little bit of what my own spiritual experience has been on this very, very, very practical journey called life. One of the things that I hope my listeners and those who are ardent students of this class, I am hoping that they are beginning to feel the shift. Not just read about it, talk about it, but to actually be able to feel the shift. Mother Earth is ending a phenomenal cycle of vibration at the third level, dimensional level, and moving to the fifth dimension. Some of us already function beyond five, and it's our job to help those who will be struggling with shifting from three to five. And hence, this show and the information that we provide here, the information we provide on Voice of America. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the next section of Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Entrepreneurial Insights is your weekly excursion into the world of business ownership. Presented by Sunbelt Business Brokers, the leading business brokerage and intermediary firm in the world, Entrepreneurial Insights will examine critical issues that impact both existing and prospective business owners. If you own or want to own a small business, listen for Entrepreneurial Insights with John Davies, Pino Bocchinello, and Matt Ottaway. Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are in the second part of the Remembering series. What I've given you, the listing that I've given you of archive shows that we have done is just a highlight. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know that there are tons and tons of topics in there. I just picked out some of the topics that were very touching for me, because this is as much a learning experience for me as it is a teaching experience and a learning experience for you. And together, we are engaging this awakening process. I want to read you a letter that I received from a listener, a very touching letter that I received from a listener. And she's CB, who lives here in Maryland. And CB writes to me, "I want to thank you for the service that you are providing with the Spirituality 101 class. And I want to share with you an experience that I have had as a result of my participation in the course. I'm an ardent student of Spirituality 101. And I feel," she says, "that I have been seeded with the Bert Wright's poem right at the beginning of the show. It nudged me into an awareness that I have responsibility for the state and the being of my life. It nudged me," she says, "into including walking and then later jogging into my daily practices. It helped me," she says, to determine and develop a path upon which I was very comfortable and to engage in meditative exercises. During one of these meditative exercises, I found myself moving into the center of the silence that the meditation has created. And there observed a scroll upon which was written these words: "Your journey to earth required of you to drink the cup of forgetfulness so that you can maintain adequate involvement in the physical part of your being. Now that that is established, your responsibility is to shift to the spiritual and begin to discard all that inhibits the growth of your spiritual life so that you can move to becoming the spiritual master that you are." Phoebe, I thank you so much for your correspondence. I have to tell you, I am sure like many other Voice American hosts, we sometimes get off the air and wonder whether we have been clear enough, whether we have expressed what needed to be expressed as fully as we should. And sometimes I beat upon myself that I may not have made it as clear as I should. And your letter just touches me very deeply. And I bless and I honor your practice, your growth, and your development. And I am sure as that you will continue this growth moving through the hallways of spirituality to give to the world that which you brought with you. Thank you so much, and God bless your seeking. I want to turn our awareness, you know, here at Spirituality 101, we're multi-religious. I was born and raised in a society of multi-religion, so I'm not hung up at all on who's right and who's wrong. I am more interested in what have you learned over there that will help me to clear this space as quickly as I can. And I am willing to share what I have learned from my perspective as a Christian walking upon the Christ way. I'm always willing to share what I have learned, but I'm also very willing to receive that which comes from ancient practices, because Christianity is very, very new. But today, as you know, every now and again, you have to bear with me. I am an ordained Christian minister, and so every now and again, I am very, 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 very familiar with the words of my master, Christ. And I give to you the words of Christ, where he said, "I am the light of the world. No man fully traverses and becomes as fully enlightened, but by me." It's kind of one of those verses that have been so misrepresented when it is taught. Because if we listen first to the fact that he says, "I am the light of the world," what he's saying is you're never going to be able to become enlightened unless you engage light. It's not about the physical being. It's about what is being carried in the physical being. And then later on, he said to his disciples, after they had walked with him and been instructed by him, and I am of the view that there is a lot more teachings that went on than just what we have written in the Bible. After he had instructed them, then he turned and he said to his disciples, "Ye are the light of this world." Meaning, enough light had been seeded into them so that they can go forth and be the light after he was gone. And this whole notion of remembering, this whole notion of walking upon a path of spiritual growth has to do with us being seeded with enough light so we can awaken the memory from the inside and be able to live fully through that memory and offer that memory to others so that growth may take place. I sincerely hope that I have represented what I just said to you as clearly as I possibly could be. You and I, everyday people, are actively waking up to the fact that we have been seeded with divine light, that we came here seeded with divine light, and that we are living in times we chose to express, in times when the gateways, the universal gateways, are opening up so that we can be flooded with even more light, so that rather than just making this ritual step of discovery, assessment, release of the negative that we find, opening up to other levels, which is a process which takes time and which takes patience. We are now standing on the threshold. We are now involved in times that is shifting dimensions and opening up to us phenomenal levels of light that will allow us to move through a speedway, if you like. We can now move through the gateways that so far has been opening up to us just very, very slowly. We're standing on the threshold now where the gateways are about to be open, and we have a responsibility to ensure that we have done all that we could possibly do to clear the physical body of its toxins, to clear, to keep the chakras open, to open up ourselves to shifting out of the past and being absolutely present in the now, because the now offers us phenomenal levels of light. It offers us phenomenal levels of information, and it offers us this trust. It's like listening to the throttles when the throttles take off. When we took off to the moon, when mankind took off to the moon, and that amazing thrust of energy. Well, the gateways of the universe are being opened right now, so that amazing thrust of energy comes through to take us, speed us through to the eight levels of dimension, to the eighth state of consciousness, where we will be able to claim, reclaim full memory. Isn't it exciting? The shift is happening. And the very next big opening of the gateways will be on November the 11th, 2011. 11, 11, 11 will represent for humanity the opening of gateways that will take us into dimensions of light that we have not experienced before, and allow us to literally make our headway into the eighth state of consciousness, which will allow us to function at much higher levels of consciousness, speed up the vibration so that we can keep up with the increased speed of vibration of the earth, and allow peace, harmony to take place on the planet. There is nothing to fear but fear. And at this time, we need to be actively working on releasing fear at many, many levels. Paying attention to what's available to us now on the planet, to the energy workers that have emerged, to those who are working and seeding at the astrological levels, those who are seeding at the spiritual levels, those who are helping us to reclaim the energies inside of the physical body. We are living in exciting spiritual times. Don't go away. I'll be right back with next steps.
taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation. Goodbye, self-critical. Hello, self-thrilled. Can you define your talent in 6 words or less? Are you using your inner resource, intuition, to teach you how? Listening to Joyce Anderson of Conversations with Yourself will work your intuitive muscle to discover your divine talent. Each week, your host, Joyce Anderson, teaches practices to jumpstart your intuition as your GPS to becoming self-thrilled. From sports to business to music and food, talent is everywhere. Find yours. Joyce and her guests will share their how-to stories on being self-thrilled. Tune in to Conversations with Yourself, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Channel, and ignite your talent.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and we are in the middle of the Remembering series. And today, this is part two of the Remembering series. Part three will be next week, and you don't want to miss that. I'll have a guest on the show. But I also want to give you a prompt for 11-11-11. I'll be interviewing Gary Johnson, who's an expert on the 11-11. Concept prompt, as he calls it, the prompt, and it's embedded within us. If we're walking the earth today, that prompt is embedded within us, and so whenever we see it, whenever we hear it, it is a reminder that we need to be doing the work we need to be doing so that we can make ourselves ready, so that when the universe opens up, we are ready to receive that which is coming in. And that which will bring massive, wonderful, beautiful, divine change. So you may not want to miss Gary Johnson on 11-11-11 here at Spirituality 101. But let's look at some next steps. So we've been working on our path. We have been learning. We have been growing. We have been taking in information, we have been sharing, and what are the next steps? I had a guest on the show who said something on the show that really kind of like woke me up. And what he said was at the time is, really normal, we only have 15 months to go to the 21st of December 2012. And even though I knew in my conscious mind that we're heading to this gateway on the 21st of December 2012, I had not stopped to do the countdown of 15 months. And so what that did for me was kind of got me wide awake, was like, wow, there's so much to do. There's so much to share. There is still so much to learn. And so today, I want to, I hope you have paper and pencil, because I want to talk about next steps. What are the next steps, particularly between now and the 11th of November 2011, when that powerful gateway will open and release unto us volumes of light, I have been having experiences, and I think I shared that on the show before. I have had experiences of being awakened at about 3 o'clock in the morning and really feeling the power of the energy as it seeps into the neurons in the body. It's quite amazing, you know, when you have done the work to allow yourself to become spiritually open, then there is so much that you feel, and I'm feeling so much of this powerful energy that is coming in. So what are some of the next steps that we should be engaging so that we could take full advantage, be fully awake, alert, open to receiving the incoming energies? Well, first of all, I want to say now is the time to take your meditation to another level. For some of you, you already know what that other level is. But for many of you, perhaps, who may have just started meditating and you have finally gotten yourself to being resting blissfully in the inner peace that comes when we clear the mind, and if you are still working on finding the right meditation pattern for you, I will encourage you to go out into bookstores. There are authors who have put out amazing little books on how to meditate so that you can find that posture that suits you, find that process that works for you. But now is the time for us to take our meditation to the next level, so that we begin to interact with the angels. Yes, I did say angels. There is a whole angelic realm just above us. And each and every person who walks this earth has a guardian angel, an angel who guides the process. There are collections of angels right now that are hovering. There are angels hovering, willing and ready to work with anyone who is ready to let the door open and allow the process. So it's time for us to take our meditation into very strong visualization. So you've kind of taken yourself into the meditative stance. Now I want you to be very aware of your breathing. Be aware that you take the breath in through the nose, and as you do that, you are taking the power and the energy of God in. And then you let the energy out through the mouth so that you allow that energy to circulate, create circles within circles inside of you, and find all that is unlike the divinity that you just took in, so that when you release the breath out, you are letting go of all the toxins and the negativity that you may have taken in. Because if we walk the earth, then we can't get away from being exposed to positive as well as negative. So strengthen your breath work. Make it more powerful. And as you do in your meditation, begin to call on the angels. Let the angels know, I am ready. Use that powerful statement, I am. I am ready to work with the angelic force. Begin in your meditation to reinforce your sacred space that you have created. We are moving into crystalline functioning. So in your meditation, create that crystal space, that space on the inside that you see as crystal light. And begin to allow your meditations to get more focused on the light that is incoming on the planet. See light emanating from your heart. See in your meditation light emanating from the crown of your head. See in your meditation light coming out of the third eye. See in your meditation, see yourself surrounded in beautiful white golden light. Because in so doing, you allow yourself, you let the process of crystalline energy to not only come into your being, but you allow yourself to be able to hold on to that light to do the work that is necessary so that you are absolutely clear when those gateways open, 11, 11, 11, so that you can take in and hold on to all that you need. Come awake. Let your intention be known to the universe at this time that you are ready to work with the angels and the archangels. As you give permission and you open up yourself to angels in the angelic field who will prepare you so that you're fully prepared for the incoming new energies as that will give us that vertical leap to functioning and having our being in the eighth state of consciousness. Be mindful of how you feed the body. Water is very important at this time. Sip, sip, sip water all day to allow that cleansing process to take place on a continuous basis. Seek out a community of spiritual seekers so that you find yourself in a space where there are others like yourself striving to not only engage but hold on to the incoming energy. Be blessed. Until we meet next week, be blessed. And remember, you choose, you argued for the right to be here at this time. Now is the moment. Living in the now is important as we prepare for the incoming dimensional energies of light. Peace.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.